Welcome to the Wade Pool Mag podcast. My name is Brian Dickerson, editor at Wade Pool Mag. And today, my very special guest is Luke Wallace, CEO of Flow State. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show. Good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, you too, Luke. Luke is at an undisclosed location somewhere around the world. He's signed a pile of NDAs. Luke, can you give us a hint?
Yeah, well, look, as a little bit of a running joke going with a few people going at the moment is that we've signed more NDAs than I would expect, you know, if I was signing up for the CIA. look, that's a lot of people are, there's some great things happening in the industry, and everyone's a little bit conscious of just trying to keep things under wrap for their marketing elements and whatnot. So need to respect those, but look, I can say I'm in the Middle East region at the moment, heading to Brazil next week, and look, both of those regions have lots of exciting projects happening there. So really keen to be building our relationships with those operators in the area and talking about the future of surfing and helping them grow and develop this new product that they've built and the new audience and new fans of surfing to these new areas. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, very much so. There's so much going on in the space right now. And before we jump into what exactly Flow State is, how does it work, what is the potential, let's get some background on you, Luke. We did a podcast with Chris and Mike from Flow State who were very much into designing the AI that tracks you as you surf in a wave pool and presents the video. And that was a really interesting conversation. Nice and nerdy, and we'll put a link for that in the description. You can listen to that one as well. So your role at Flow State, while still technical, is a little bit different. But background. You're a lifelong surfer. You're Australian.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I was born in Maroubra, grew up in Cronulla. My dad surfed, got me into surfing when I was 7 years old. And grew up on the beach and, joined the local board riders club, which in Australia, the local board riders clubs are the, the fabric of Australian surfing and particularly competitive surfing. And yeah, grew up in those ranks and then moved into the pro junior series and surfed in events, which now known as like the World Pro Juniors, and surfed in the, New South Wales Academy of Sport, and went through all those training pathways that you have for junior surfing, and I did okay. But look, I got to that point where it was the WQS was looming, and sort of realized that I kind of was, I was a good surfer, but I wasn't at that level, and went off and did other things for many years, and followed some other passions, went traveling, really got into into the music industry, and went and learned.
Let's talk about that, because for a lot of surfers, there comes that point where it's like, oh, do I chase the tour, or do I say, okay, it's time to grow up and go back to uni? You had mentioned this, we're all in the wave pool industry. Thankfully, you went back to uni and developed some product like Flow State to use. Tell us about your industry background. What got you to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I like to say that I went to the University of Life, in that I sort of stopped competitive surfing and I went traveling. My parents really encouraged me to travel. They had both done that themselves and, get a little bit more of a worldly outlook on things. And I moved to America. I was able to get a green card and went and worked as a lift operator at Mammoth Mountain, did a whole season over there and traveled around America for a while. When I was 19, and then I moved over to London and ended up in the UK and Europe for 5 years, and worked my way through, ended up in the music industry, which was my other passion outside of surfing. I really like my electronic music, my techno, and worked at one of the key electronic music magazines there, and somehow landed myself a job traveling around to go review nightclubs, review music. I got flown to Ibiza for a week to go and do dip reviews and party with princes and whatnot. And
wow.
But, you know, sort of through that time, you know, that was a print magazine. And this is early 2000s, and that's probably where I learned my first hard lesson. And, you know, first time I got made redundant when print was starting to, you know, to decline. And, you know, I went on to do some other things in the music industry as well. And I ended up starting a record label about a year or so before Napster. And then iTunes came along, and we all know what happened there to the music industry. So, yeah, got a little bit of, you know, some hard lessons there in disruption, but also then a good eye for what I felt like was trying to identify, you know, new trends and where you are in the curve of an industry. And that's sort of almost what sort of piqued my interest here in the wave pool industry, being in its infancy at the moment, and sort of in a way being really lucky to have been living in Melbourne for the last 12 years and having, you know, one of the very first early wave pools with Urban Surf, you know, literally open up in my backyard, and, you know, having that as my new local surf spot, and could sort of see that, wow, you know, we're at the beginning of the curve of this industry. And maybe this is something to jump on and try and, you know, own this niche. And that's where we sort of got the whole idea of Flow State and what we could do with it and in the wave pool industry.
So let's go back to that in your, it sounds like your early businesses through print and then through other endeavors kind of maybe traumatized you a little bit. And so in your new ventures, you're very much wanting to future-proof them.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. That did traumatize me a little bit, actually, mentally and financially. And I had to, you know, go back to the drawing board a little bit. And, you know, I kind of went and did my apprenticeship again over in, you know, some big companies and, you know, worked in some big companies doing, you know, digital marketing when I was with Monster Energy for a number of years. And then I moved into retail with a really large retail group here in Australia called the Cotton On Group. Working as, you know, digital product manager. And then I learned the world of SaaS, and I learned the world of CRM and customer experience. And hence then moved into working for, you know, a large software company out of the States called Zendesk, which is where then I, you know, went going on to meet my now co-founders, Mike and Chris. But yeah, you really had your eyes opened up to enterprise software, and, you know, the business model of software, and quite frankly, you know, felt like, you know what, that is not only the future, but that is the now. And that's where I sort of again went, right, this is where I'm really going to, you know, harness my energy and my attention, and sort of combining all of those influences of my surfing background, my now software influences, and all of a sudden this new niche industry that's coming up of wave pools. And I went, wow, you know what, I think this could be a thing. So, you know, sort of long story short, yeah, we started building this prototype of what is now Flow State, and sort of along with, you know, presenting that to the guys at Urban Surf who I had built up a relationship with, having been a foundation member of Urban Surf. I surfed there pretty much every single week since it opened. And, you know, had a really good understanding of, you know, what was happening in wave pool operations across all the different seasons. You know, we know there's a lot of seasonality differences between your peak of the summer through to, you know, the cools of winter. And, you know, it was like, wow, you know, you could see, you know, and then looking at Wave Pool magazine, right? And, you know, your app has been great by looking at how many pools have been planned around the world. And you start to, you know, get some spreadsheets together and go, right, okay, this is, you know, this is a great looking, you know, again, niche, but, you know, fast growing industry, and decided to get all in it. So, yeah.
Yeah. As we're talking about niche, I mean, within surfing, wave pools are niche. Within wave pools, automated video capture of customers is ultra niche. So for that, even though this is so ultra niche, there's still, I think there are three companies in the space, if my counting is correct, at various stages of success. Flow State has been the most successful. And you've won, in September, you won an award from Surf Park Summit, and then from just recently, last week, at the Australian Surfing Awards. Tell us about the awards you've won.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, we at the Surf Park Summit in last September, which was our first time attending, and we put our entry in and represented there, and you know, we're very really happy to come away with the win for the Innovation Award, up against obviously some all the big names in the wave pool industry. So that was really great for us. You know, a lot of positive momentum coming out of that, and I think that the way that obviously it's off the back of, us working really closely with, with Urban Surf, and, you could probably say that they're probably the largest commercially operating wave pool at the moment by numbers being here in Australia, the amount of hours per day they operate around the year, less winter effect than some of the Northern Hemisphere pools. So, we've been able to really clock up a huge amount of data, and what we do in AI is really all about is data and training your models and being able to label that data, and the more data that you can process and label and train your models, the more intelligent your system becomes, and that's where I think we're really excelling against anyone else in the industry, is that there's a couple of others obviously that are doing some things, but they're in pools that are, they don't operate quite as much. So, they haven't had that much opportunity to train that data. So, that's really put us in good stead then to, enter into the Surfing Australia Awards, where we're then in against the whole wider surf industry. Last week we were nominated, we made finalists for that award, and we, myself and co-founder and our CTO, Chris, went to Bondi for the awards. And we've come away 2 from 2 wins in the Innovation Award, of which, we're just really ecstatic about that. And, for me personally, it feels like it's about 30 years of work of all coming together. But look, it really is, it's a team effort. You've met the rest of the team, Brian, and, we're, a licorice all sort bunch, and everyone's got a whole different skill set that they bring to the team, and it is really complicated what we do. It's really challenging, the problem solving that goes into. There's a lot of moving pieces between that camera and the cloud, and packaging that up into a really nice customer experience. There's no one really been able to do the whole package. That we have been able to do. That's sort of a testament again to the team.
Yeah, I want to stop you right there and ask you, since we were discussing on your background and talking about that, how every job that you've had prior, would you say every experience leading up to this has led to the creation of Flow State?
100%, because again, there's just so many, to produce a really great quality software product, there's just so many moving elements from, from your back-end data orchestration to our AI models, to, your front-end consumer experience. And again, just how you think about that consumer experience, it really sets everybody apart.
We were able to talk to Chris and Mike about the back-end and the technical part, but your expertise, it sounds like, from your previous experience and everything you're doing now, has been geared toward the customer experience. And there are a lot of people listening to this program who aren't familiar with Flow State. You and I, of course, are immersed in it. You from creating it, me from covering it on the platform as you expand in the marketplace. Could you tell our audience, give a brief description exactly of what it does?
So Flow State is a platform where you can completely automate content capture, editing, and delivery. It's a platform to store all your surf content, categorize it, and collate data from your surf activity. It's a community platform to engage with other surfers both locally and globally. It's a platform to help you accelerate your performance through video analysis and coaching. And I guess if you were to sort of try to visualize what all that actually looks like, think about if you had a combination of Spotify. We really like the Spotify playlist notion. YouTube, you know, Strava for surf, and Dropbox. So it's this place where you can make your playlist from your surf, you can store all of your content, you can share it with your friends, and connect with both a local and global community.
So within that, I know when I was at Melbourne, I was fortunate enough to use the system, and it is pretty incredible. The camera, like I was sitting in three Blue Ducks and having lunch half an hour after my session, I was able to see it come up on the screen. Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of what are you capable of in terms of sharing the surfing experience with customers and people who just appreciate it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really thought about how we can really maximize, you know, and leverage the content that we've created. Every wave of every session is filmed, edited, and, you know, ready for you to download on your phone about 6 minutes after the surf session. But look, what you've sort of talked about there with our replay mode, that's one of our newish features that we've developed. That's really designed for wave pool operators and their food and beverage establishments to try and help drive foot traffic and increase sales at those establishments. And, you know, drew some inspiration from, you know, going on some surf trips. And, you know, I was at Lakey Peak a couple of years ago and, you know, you'd go for a surf there. There were six photographers out in the water all day. And everyone would go back to one of the hotels after the end of the day, and they'd have the big screen up, and everyone sitting around having a few beers and hooting and hollering and having a laugh, and it was just great. You know, you sort of, you know, had some fun with your friends, you know, had a few beers, had something to eat, and you know, that sort of drawing on those sort of experiences that, you know, a number of surf resorts, you know, have something similar. You know, we really sort of took that inspiration and designed this product to use for, you know, our wave park partners so that, every session is replayed up on the big screens in those food and beverage establishments or anywhere around the park. But we really like the restaurants and cafes because it's really designed there to, drive foot traffic and ultimately increase people's spend at those establishments. And, you know, the feedback that we've had is that it's actually been doing so well in the few months that we've been operating that we're now about to launch a whole new dedicated Flow State Lounge Urban Surf members area at the Three Blue Ducks. And the whole upstairs area is now sort of dedicated to some video replays. And look, it's video replays on one end where you can go and have a beer or a coffee. And the other end, there's some co-working. And actually, look, we've also just implemented over at Waco and Fireside in Texas. Mm-hmm. And particularly at Waco, I've actually just saw some photos minutes before this, actually. We've got a couple of big screens there in their, you know, taco and beer area. So once mm-hmm. you've had a surf, again, you can go, you know, watch that session back with your friends. Look, you know, there's some bonding and some laughs you can have. But also, you know, then there's that coaching element to it. Mm-hmm. And it makes you want to go surfing again. You know, I think we're all guilty a little bit of thinking that we surf a little bit better than we actually do. And, you know, and no one's more guilty of it, you know, than myself. And again, having some of those reflections of, you know, being at a surf resort, seeing some photos of myself surf and going, oh, I kind of thought I was going a little bit more vertical than I was. Mm-hmm. So having watched it back and then going out there the next session going, okay, I need to do a deeper bottom turn. I need to go, you know, more for that lip. And, you know, and what that does is, yeah, we can talk about progression, but I think the stoke that we all get from feeling new feels, you know, from feeling that, you know, from that, you know, that new sensation, yeah. Right? That's what we all surf and love about surfing, right? Is that sensation of, you know, flying down the line. And all of a sudden when you start feeling something new, and you're, like I said, either going, you know, tighter in your turns, little bit deeper in the barrel, all of a sudden, that stoke level is just, amplified, and makes you want to go surf again.
Yeah. So let's back that up just a bit. There's been kind of an algae bloom of online surf coaching, a lot with wave pools, some with special dedicated beach retreats at some place in Costa Rica, with automated video capture systems like Flow State. Are you finding that coaches are using it as well? Have you heard much from that sector within our niche?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, here at Urban Surf, where we're operating, they have their surf academy, and we work with Kale and the guys at Surfing Victoria and Surf Better Now. And the feedback that we've heard from them is that they're getting much more business in the coaching realm, just through to people actually having the ease of access to video content, and then from the actual coaching standpoint is that. You can compare apples with apples now. You're just from having the video angle at the same angle, really allows them, side-by-side video analysis is a key element of, when you're receiving that feedback and being able to have that side-by-side, interaction where, you're both looking at the same angle is really a huge benefit. To coaches. And look, as we start to move into the coaching space, and we are laying the foundations as we speak for our coaching product, and being able to you want to be able to compare apples with apples. If you're a middle-aged dad, you kind of want to see someone who's of a similar sort of surfing ability, or maybe a little bit better, but someone the same size, someone the same weight as you. And likewise, if you're comparing the Groms, you want to compare them to a Grom, and that's what we're really working hard on at the moment, actually. And we've just taken on a bunch of new team members in our machine learning space and our front end and back end development of we're working hard on labeling our data, on labeling our waves, and being able to create this really smart, intelligent data set so that when you do want to get coaching, show me this sort of demographic of this stance of this age of this weight, so that you can compare them to someone of a similar ability. Because I don't want to see myself compared to some sort of 16-year-old Grom who can absolutely surf and bend over like I can't. And that goes for any age or demographic and whatnot. So. I think, we're just on the cusp of things of what we mm-hmm. can do in that coaching space.
Yeah. So let's, within coaching, you do have that ability to compare like for like. Let's reach a little beyond that. I notice in a lot of the Instagram feeds, especially at Urban Surf Melbourne, the accounts we follow, wonderful things like Pond Scum, the bodyboarding group. Can you speak a little bit to kind of the community use? I mean, has it helped groups expand? Has it helped clubs attract new members? What are your thoughts on that? Flow State increasing community at a wave pool?
Yeah, absolutely. Within the broader community is all the smaller, like little micro communities, and you've touched on a few of them, right? The Pond Scum and the Boog Crew. Anywhere you can find a little ledge and a barrel, you're always going to find a boog crew. And there's the girls crew at Urban Surf. There's the board riders crew. There's a whole bunch of segments and, the different, and, I've been part of that. Again, as I mentioned earlier, I've surfed at Urban Surf, every week since it's opened. And, your sort of people that surf that sort of those similar slots to you. But, you kind of always forget people's names. It's like, how you going, mate? But now, you know what? Now that we see them on Flow State and I know your name because I see that you have a user profile and I've started following you and I can see that you've started following me. And what we've been able to do there with the community, even at its most basic level, is just put names to faces. And all of a sudden, everybody talks to each other on a first name basis, not just, you know, hey, yeah, mate. And that's been huge. And being able to, again, you know, just follow all those different communities. And it's, you know, it's really helped strengthen that community. And I think that's what we're aiming to do with, you know, with all the other wave pools around the world. And, you know, we kind of hear that sort of similar thing that, you know, there's a lot of wave pools going into areas that, you know, aren't necessarily core surfing demographics. So trying to build a community in those local cities, those local regions is really key. And that's why we, you know, we've really invested a lot of time, effort and resource into building out that functionality in the Flow State platform where, like I said, you can have a profile, you can have your picture, I know your name, you can follow you, you can leave comments. And, you know, again, we've only just scratched the surface and it's, you know, still early days, but it's absolutely helping, you know, progress that element of surf park operations.
Coming from a background where when you were Grom, something like a photograph of you surfing was really cherished because it was such a rarity. And then now fast forward to today and wave pools, and there are a lot of surfers who've learned to surf in a wave pool. And if they have your camera system or they have photographers on location, they almost expect having images of their session. Does that it kind of chafe you a bit? Like, when I was a kid, I had it so much more difficult, and you guys have it easy.
Oh, yes and no. Well, look, to be honest, I was kind of lucky. Again, I grew up in the, you know, a little pro surfing community, and you know, I actually had a, you know, a local coach, and I got filmed once a week, and my dad was always filming me. But no, I've okay. been able to sit. So I was kind of, again, that's where, you know, I've had the insight of having had that, I've seen my own surfing progress through video analysis. And, you know, I've seen that over the last, you know, 30 something years. But you could see that. And again, at Urban Surf, that, you know, the shoreline was covered with, you know, iPhones and tripods, handy cams and tripods, and people were starting to try and to film themselves surf. And quite frankly, I started doing the same thing myself. And then next thing you know, you're having a shower after the surf and there's a lineup of people, you know, giving you their phone number. So saying, can I get that footage? So I was either going to create a dating app or a video capture app. And we landed on the video capture because you could look, okay. You know, the proof was in the pudding. The case was there and people wanted it. And and here we are. And I think obviously, you know, whether it's us or whether it's someone else, I think the great exciting thing for surfing and surfers is that, you know, every wave pool will have, you know, some sort of, you know, automated video capture application at them. And, you know, that's only going to help, you know, for the operators, you know, drive revenue and for the surfers, you know, increase their surfing stoke and get better and make them want to go again. I know, you know, having watched myself back, I kind of watched something, you want to improve on it and go, right, I'm going to go book my next session. You know, it really does drive that, you know, that flywheel and getting you back there.
So let's go back, and I want to kind of take you out of the minutia. From a high up view, what is it about seeing yourself surf that, you know, helps create community, gets everyone to gather in the upstairs corner at the Three Blue Ducks restaurant at Urban Surf? What is it about, either viscerally or just contextually, about seeing images of yourself and your friends surfing? And I know I've just thrown you for a loop.
Well, you've usually got a team of friends, right? And, you know, there's generally people who are of different levels of surfing ability. And, you know, frankly, the way to improve your surfing is to surf with people who surf better than you. Right. So, and you know, we all know when we go surfing, you have some good ones and you probably have a few shockers as well, but there's, you know, there's generally that one wave that makes a session. Right. Yeah. And you're like, I want to see if that looked as good as it felt. And whether that's, yeah, getting barreled or if it's just getting to your feet for the first time and trimming across, or again, doing some sort of, you know, a turn that you felt is, again, it's feeling those feels. And you know, we all know it, right? When you do that turn, you go, "Oh, that felt fast," or "Oh, gee, I think I hit the lip a bit harder, a bit more vertical there." You go, "Oh, I hope it looked as good as it felt." And there is just this sort of, again, this instantaneous thing of when you get out of the surf session, I need to go see it. Did it look as good as it felt? And, you know, I guess the proof is in the pudding of when you see it. And, you know, some people like what they see. Not everyone does. But, you know, we do hear that. It's like, "Oh, I'm not sure if I want to see myself surf." And it's like, well, look, you know, if you do, it might help you, you know, move to that next stage. And that's what we keep hearing. That's what makes me, you know, give me the warm and fuzzies, just, you know, the DMs and the messages we get from people just saying, you know, I'm surfing better than I've ever surfed in my life. And, you know, and people are, they're not necessarily getting coaching, you know, they're just from watching themselves surf. And we can all, you know, we all probably watch enough surfing, whether it's, you know, the WSL contests or, you know, seeing it on Instagram, you know, we know what good surfing looks like. And, and then we see ourselves surfing, go, "Okay, well, I need to do something different with my arms or my legs or try whatnot." So even just self-coaching, I think, is really driving performance for, you know, the everyday surfer. And again, that's what's really puts a, you know, gives us the warm and fuzzies of getting all the, you know, the messages from people hearing about that.
In one of our past conversations, you had mentioned social competitiveness, how with socially competitive structure through, you know, Instagram and other channels. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've absolutely sort of been looking into this trend of competitive socializing, and whether that's, you know, Top Golf of trying to, you know, get the ball into this huge big hole, not necessarily the small puck, but, you know, people, there is absolutely a trend in attractions, leisure, sort of space of this, you know, competitive socializing, whether that's, you know, a laser tag or shooting zombies with guns, you know, you're ultimately clocking up points with a bunch of friends for this little sugar hit at the end of, you know, having sort of won this little competition. So, you know, we kind of, again, draw on a lot of inspiration and what's out there in the market to think about how we can turn, you know, surfing into this sort of competitive socializing element. And that's not necessarily, you know, a board riders comp or a competition where you're out there surfing a heat, but so look, it touches on a few elements, you know, for example. So look, one of them at the moment, we have our leaderboard on the Flow State platform, which is purely based on wave catching. So there's constantly a rolling top 10 of surfers, of how many waves you've caught in the last week, and there's also an all-time leaderboard. You can then also, on your personal profile, if you're following 20 friends, there's a constant rolling leaderboard of how many waves you've caught between you and your friends, which, again, we're hearing and we're seeing that it's driving people back to the pool. You know, we hear from some people, "Oh, I've dropped out of the top five this week. You know, I need to go back and get another session and get another 20 waves to put me back in there." And look, that's one element that we've implemented already. But look, the other, when we start to look at the future, it's what else can we do? And again, particularly, look, we're looking also in the standing wave area. It's really exciting what's happening in the standing wave scene. And, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's a bunch of developers out there now. And everybody's, you know, seems to be really making some good progress. So, you know, but having said that, you know, one of the things I sort of noticed, and I spent a lot of time last year trying to do a lot of, you know, market research, and I went on a surf trip to Germany. Which is not something, you know, many people from Australia have done. But, you know, we went to Berlin, we went to Dusseldorf, we went to Langenfeld, I went and surfed the Ice Park in Munich. And, you know, I got really ingrained into the, you know, the river waves of Germany, and Munich and the Ice Park is the home of that. one thing that was for sure is you spend a lot of time standing around waiting. To get a wave, and particularly then in the commercial environments, when you've paid, you know, money to go and do this activity, is like, how do we make that a more engaging experience when you're standing around waiting?
So that's where we start to look at gamifying that experience, whether that's how many waves you've caught, how long you rode them, how many turns you did, starting to score those waves.
Okay, so when you talk about competitive social element, it's like the number of waves you caught, how many turns you did, and such. And which is really cool. What I would like to know is how do you add it up at the end of someone's session? How the AI automatically registers something like a turn?
Yeah, that's right. And as I alluded to before, a lot of the foundational work that we're doing with, under our CTO, Chris, and some of our new machine learning engineers is labeling data, identifying turns so that we know what turns are. We know which one they are, bottom turns, snaps, cutbacks, floaters, etc. We're spending a lot of time on labeling that data. Look, we are about to announce also a partnership with Live Heats, which we're super excited about. And some people may know Live Heats is the competitive platform to manage competitions, which are a lot of the board riders and surf riders associations, and ski, snow, BMX, etc. all use that. So we've got a common goal to bring vision and video to those events, and then from us we're going to start integrating the scoring components, matching up those waves, because right now we've trained our AI models to understand what a highlight moment was on a wave. And for example, if you did a couple of nice top turns, we know that those snaps were the highlight moments. But we don't know if we don't know the difference between a 6 and an 8. And that's where that scoring element's going to come into it. And that's where, again, we're just doing a huge amount of foundational work at the moment on making, we want to have the smartest, most intelligent database of wave AI, so that you will be able to produce these sorts of elements, whether it's some sort of artificial score or just being able to recall some barrels. So instead of calling Hey Siri, Hey Flow State, show me the best barrels from today.
That makes sense. I mean, you're compiling all this data, you hit the million wave mark, and you've, onboarded more people for machine learning. So as you fuel this growth with Flow State, where do you want to go with it? What do you want the system to do? Two-part question. First, what do you want the system to do in this year that it's not doing now? And then also, where are you going?
Oh, that could be a very long answer to this question, but I'll try to compress it. Again, it gets back to those data smarts. So what I want it to do is, look, we have so much great content in our platform at the moment, which is about to 10x this year, right? We're launching in the States as we speak. Our cameras are operating and in a soft launch mode at Waco and Fireside in Dallas. We'll be at Revel in Arizona when they open up in the summer. We're on the cusp of announcing 3 pools in Europe, and there's going to be a couple more as well coming in the pipeline as well. So, give us, another 6 months, we'll have this global network of wave pool surfers and wave pool data. Again, when there's, thousands of people surfing there every day, again, there's so much great content in there. And it's, to be honest, it's almost getting washed away a little bit because there's just so much flooding through. So the ability to categorize, to search, to be able to, call upon that content so that, you can watch the kind of surfing that you want to see. And again, we sort of talked about the whole apples with apples. People do kind of like watching something that's aspirational. I don't necessarily want to watch highlight reels of guys doing, air reverses after air reverse after air reverse. That's not aspirational to me. I could... I don't really want to do airs. I want to see some other, you know, dad bods laying down some rail and doing some big, you know, big carbs. So, you know, if that's what you want to watch, or, you know, if the girls watching other girls surfing and the groms watching other groms surfing and, you know, the bodyboarders and, you know, I just want to watch barrels. So, again, you'll be able to, again, making the platform smarter, more searchable, and, you know, the categorization of that so that you can call upon your content, you know, at, you know, at any time. Again, what we've heard from people is that, you know, with our screen sharing application, that, you know, coming home and being able to watch it on the big screen on your TV is also really awesome. So, kind of looking also at what we're going to do with TV applications, and particularly, you know, again, if you look at what's happening in the Brazilian market with, you know, all of the wave pools there and the private housing complexes. And look, I think as we see some of the bigger ones coming to America, where there's the huge hotel complexes as well, you know, my vision for that is you should be able to go for a surf and come back to your hotel room and put it on the big screen on the TV. And, you know, and really, again, relive that moment. And again, it is, you know, who's watched themselves, you know, it's like watching a surf flick when you're a grom, or even at this age, you know, to be able to see yourself surf up on the big screen, it's a buzz. It's very cool. Wow. So, you know, there's so much in the pipeline.
It's amazing how rapidly you've grown, just in the short time you've been implemented at Urban Surf, and how you've expanded along with all the wave pools opening up. I think we have 17 opening up this year. So we will see Flow State at several of those. And as we close out the show, Luke, where would you like to be in 5 years?
In 5 years? Wow, yes. That's a big question.
and I intentionally threw that out just to kind of throw you for a loop and catch you off guard. So what is happening with Flow State in 5 years?
Well, look, you know, right now we're really focused on the wave pool market. And obviously we've mentioned a huge stack of wave pools coming. We'd love to be in all of them, or at least as many as we can. And again, but every wave pool is different, and they're all, you know, even if you're riding the same technology, you know, how they operate is different. So, you know, we've got doing a lot of learning and understanding as how each operator operates, so that we can try to help, you know, leverage our product to really help them, you know, deliver on their customer experience. But look, some of the bigger goals then, well, not necessarily bigger goals, but, you know, some of the other goals, you know, outside of wave pools, it is also outside of the wave pool world. And we will be opening up the platform so that you can bring your content in from anywhere. So that if you've been on that surf trip to Indo or to Morocco or to the south of France and you've stayed at that surf camp, you know, many of them, you know, you've got that local photographer there. You know, I know I've got umpteen thumb drives and CDs, etc., of all this video and photos that I've had from the years of going on surf trips. I've never looked at them. They're all just sitting in the bottom of a drawer somewhere and in a shoebox that I cart from house to house every time I move. And, you know, the vision is like when you go on these surf trips, you'll be out, instead of getting your thumb drive, hey, buddy, put it on my Flow State account. And you'll be able to upload it there. And again, Flow State will be this, you know, it's this Dropbox meets Spotify meets YouTube, that you'll have all of your surfing content, you know, from wherever you've been in the world, and be able to relive those memories of, you know, that surf trip you went on with a bunch of friends, and, you know, having friends over for drinks one night and being able to just pull that up on the big screen and watch it again. You know, I alluded to before, you know, outside of that, you know, when we start to work with live heats, and, you know, we're now, you know, on the radar of Surfing Australia and the wider, you know, competitive surfing world, of what we're going to do in the competitive space and for board riders clubs, and being able to house their content so that, you know, when they're running contests, how do we help you become, you know, a media house as well? So again, look, that big grand vision is to be able to capture your content from wherever you are in the world, keep it in this one central location and have this, you know, this notebook, this scrapbook, this, you know, this data pool of your whole surfing life, on your flow state profile, which wow. you can, you know, again, follow your friends, they can follow you, and you know, connect with those people that you met in the water out the back somewhere and mm-hmm. haven't seen them since, and again, you know, relive those memories, of which we all, you know, why we spend lots of money traveling around the world to exotic locations or cool wave pools to, you know, to capture that moment.
Wow.
And
wow, yeah, I love it. That would be so amazing to have a centralized hub with all your surfing, all your rides.
It's coming.
Okay, right on. Luke, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy travel schedule and joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Great to chat as always, and looking forward to catching up with you in person at a wave pool somewhere in the world soon.
Yes, I'm sure that'll happen. Thank you very much, Luke.
Thanks, Brian.